Is public input really being considered as downtown Jacksonville is developed? That's the question Mike Field has when he looks at the evolution of one public park behind the Jacksonville Library. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT. This park is just about the size of one city block. It's not very large. When was this park created, Mike?
The city converted a parking lot into a tiered pocket park in 2007. They spent about $700,000 to put in some seating, some grass, and the intention was to create a sculpture park. Here we are more than a decade later, and the people that congregate in that park have created some less than desirable scenes along Main Street. Mainly the people that hang out there are homeless or transient or underemployed individuals.
Seeing what's happening now with the park, you're kind of like, we told you so, because originally that's what you envisioned.
Starting about 2006, a group of concerned citizens had raised several concerns about the creation of the pocket park to begin with. Considering it was kind of an isolated green space in downtown next to the library, you know, located in a main street that no longer features any street level retail and is also adjacent to the Salvation Army and the St. Francis Soup Kitchen. And those concerns were kind of ignored.
What were you advocating to put there?
Mixed use development or affordable housing. Now you see affordable housing going up in areas like La Villa and Brooklyn, but still the downtown North Bank doesn't have that quote unquote affordable product. Vestcor is now converting the Ambassador Hotel into affordable apartments. But that was kind of the prime area that we thought the city should put out to bid to a developer to develop a mixed-use affordable housing project.
Now this is being transformed into something new.
The new design calls for the synthetic turf, some aluminum fencing and gates, basically all the things you would find in a regular dog park. They want downtown residents to have a place to bring their dogs as the downtown residential population increases to kind of enhance the quality of life for downtown residents. There was another use that was proposed for that park 2 years ago. In 2016, a group of skateboard enthusiasts met with the city to talk about turning that Main Street Pocket Park into kind of a do-it-yourself skate park. And the nice thing about a skate park was that having that built-in audience of skateboarders who really kind of take ownership of the park, they'll pick up trash, they'll make sure the space is clean because it's something that they kind of quote-unquote own.
What do you think of this dog park idea?
What's really curious about the dog park decision is that there's already a dog park six blocks away in Springfield. In 2008, the city converted a portion of Confederate Park into a really nice dog park, and they also added playground equipment in 2016. So are we really kind of doubling down on previous mistakes? Are we really learning from the past? Is the dog park the best use for that space? Or should we have listened to more public concerns and input and really created something that would have had an active use that would have brought life to downtown? There's a great saying that goes, good judgment comes from experience and experience comes from bad judgment. We've had some bad judgment in the past. When are we going to learn from those mistakes and create something better?
That's The Jackson's Mike Field. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.